A very good morning to you. Mary Fagan here with you this morning on Horizons. My special guest is Presentation Sister Mary Lucy, living in Castle Island now after a lifetime of service, primarily in Zambia. We'll also give some attention to Season of Creation because it's begun. Sister Mary Lucy, thanks for joining me this morning on Horizons.
Good morning, Mary.
I want to connect with you. A number of people have said to me that I should sit and chat with you and find out about your life, your story and all of that. So you're a Cork woman, I believe.
I am indeed. I was born in a little place called Kanturk, County Cork, and our family then moved to Rathcoul, which is still County Cork, near Kanturk. And we lived there all our lives as children. We were a big family. We were eight. I was number two. And we were five girls and three boys.
Farming stock?
We were farming, yes. Not big farmers. My dad was very creative in what he did. He always made things easier for us. And he and Mom, both of them, wanted us to have an education. Naturally, we were eight and we all couldn't stay home. So we had to move on and find work for ourselves. And he wanted us to be educated and to have a good life.
Where did you go to primary, secondary school?
I went to our local primary school, which was just down the road from us in Rathcoul. A lovely little school where we had wonderful teachers. And we learned lots and lots of things and learned about nature and learned a lot of Irish. I loved Irish going to school. And we learned all the Curry Kindness and all the maths. And we had primary cert that time. So we were prepared for primary cert. And then I went to Mill Street Presentation Secondary School. I cycled in every day.
People forget about the primary cert, that that was an exam. And if you did well in it, you could get a grant if you were going to boarding school or whatever.
Yes. Well, I wasn't going to boarding school. I was going to the local secondary school in Mill Street, well, which was 5 miles that time. And we cycled in every day and back home in the evening. And the sisters were great, really. We had a shed for our bicycles and we used to get hot water and cocoa and whatever we wanted for lunch. And it was great. It was lovely.
So you have just good memories of school.
I have indeed. I have indeed. Our classes were small. Our few friends were, and they have been loyal to me all the years.
And is it a presentation school?
It's no longer a presentation school. They moved together with the boys' school and the technical school into the community school in Mill Street.
But it was presentation.
When I was going, it was presentation, yeah. Yeah.
So were you very devout at home? And where did the kind of vocation come from, Sister Mary?
We were. We had the rosary every night and we had great fun sometimes. We laughed more at the rosary and we used to be put out and be told to wait now until the next decade and we'd be called back in and we all had our decades. I had the fourth mystery. That was my decade.
Every night?
Every night, yes. Yes. So it was nice, it was nice. And, you know, there'd be mission and we'd all go to Mass every Sunday, of course. And we never were allowed turned around. We were all told to sit up straight and the women that time, girls and women, we had to wear caps or hats. My mom used to crochet our caps for us and so on.
Mantillas, was it?
Not mantillas. We never were privileged to have those nice things. They only happened when you went to Rome or whatever. But no, we had caps or hats.
It sounds kind of like you had an idyllic life. Did you not have any hardships? Did things go right for you all the time?
I suppose we had, you don't remember the wrong things. You know, you remember the nice things about life, I think.
Some people only remember the bad things.
Well, no, I'm inclined to remember all the good things that happened. And we did. We had a good life. We had a healthy life. And we worked in the farm in the summertime. There were no summer jobs that time. We worked in the farm. We all got our little jobs. I used to have to wash the churns for the creamery, and I didn't like it, but I had to do it. That was my job during the summer.
We'll take a piece of music now, Sister Mary. Red Hurley, How Great Thou Art.
O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the works thy hands have made, now I see the stars and I hear the roaring thunder. Thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, oh, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, how great thou art, how great thou art. When Christ shall come with shouts of acclamation to take me home, what joy will fill my heart. Then I shall kneel in humble adoration and then proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, oh, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul,
then, about your vocation. Did you like school, first of all?
I did. I loved school. I suppose I was lucky enough that I was able, and I loved school. And there were a lot of sisters used to come round to the schools, and we were often very destructive in the sense that if you and I were sitting together, I'd write down your name that you were interested, and you might write mine.
Oh,
and
that's
then we'd
very
get
funny.
Letters. We'd get letters from sisters, various places, but I was interested. I was interested, and I think I was always interested in Africa. But my dad sort of didn't really encourage me to go to Africa.
But did he encourage you to become a sister?
Well, he didn't discourage me, I think. I don't think they thought I'd stay. You know, I think they were just waiting for me to return. But anyway, in the end, I must have mentioned it to one of the sisters in the community, in the school. And she said, oh gosh, you have to think about us. And eventually they asked me to go to Oak Park to see, to visit, and sure, I loved it. And I joined, basically.
Straight from school?
Straight from school. The 24th of September 1962.
You'd done your Leaving Cert?
I'd done my Leaving Cert. I'd got my Leaving Cert, but I didn't get history. And at that time, when we entered presentation, you had to be ready to go to Mary Immaculate, or you had to be ready to go to Carysfort, and you had to have history. And I didn't have history. And so I had to repeat my Leaving Cert while I was a novice, or while I was a postulant, I suppose.
You just had to repeat history, I presume?
No, I had to repeat the whole Leaving Cert.
Oh, you must have been a genius by the time you were finished.
I wasn't. But we had a wonderful novice ahead of me who taught me history. She taught me how to write history, how to recognise the questions and so on. And I got honours in my second attempt.
Fantastic. And then tell me about being a novice.
A novice was, we had fun, you know, there were a lot of us. There were six in my group, and eventually four of us. There are three of us alive today, and four of us survived that regime. And one was a New Zealander. She went back to New Zealand. She didn't stay later in life, but the other sister who went to New Zealand with her, she's still there in New Zealand.
It sounded like you were very focused on Africa from the very beginning, were you?
I loved Africa and I was always interested. But then when I was professed, I was sent to Dingle and I was sent to college and did science, and then I started teaching. And a lot of my students are still in Dingle area, and I know even one here in Castle Island. And I got into the teaching regime and I loved it, and I loved the science aspect of things and going out and bringing people to the beach and looking at stuff, and all that was lovely.
Which school in Dingle?
In the presentation in Dingle.
Presentation in Dingle.
Yeah.
And how many years did you teach there science?
I taught from once I was trained and came back until 74. And then for 3 years, I was in the community school in Mill Street, my own home place, and taught there for a while, and then I went back to Dingle. I was transferred back to Dingle, and I continued there until 92.
Lovely. And that was another merger as well of schools, yes, back in West Kerry in,
yes,
Dingle.
Yes, after my time, yes. It's now a community college or community school.
So you loved the teaching?
I loved teaching, absolutely loved teaching. And I loved other aspects of teaching, you know, not classroom teaching. I loved the outside aspects of teaching and bringing stuff together and making things. And I was creative, I suppose, in my own way. So then I went to Africa and I wasn't going to be a teacher anymore.
Let's hear all about Sister Mary Lucy and her experiences in Africa after this short break.